Start off the hour by welcoming in Holly Carlini, joining us to talk about the Prairie Arts Center. Holly, how's it going here in the month of May?
It's going great so far.
June quickly approaching. When we were in earlier this month or in April, we talked a little bit about the big Nebraskaland Days Art Show. Are you guys getting ready for that? What a wonderful venue for it, too.
Yeah, we are getting ready for that. It's always great to pair up with Nebraskaland Days and the competitive art show. We're just now having artists bring in their pieces to enter into the gallery exhibit, so that's always fun to kind of see what pieces roll in from area artists. So we're excited to get those up and put them on display.
Awfully exciting with that. It's a great partnership, too, and great to have it over at the Prairie Arts Center. Was at the bank for a number of years and worked out well there, but just makes more sense having it at the Prairie Arts Center.
Yeah, we have several gallery spaces, so it was a natural partnership for them to come over and ask us to kind of take that over for them. It was at the Art and Gift Gallery for a while,
and then downtown.
When that closed, then they came over here. So we will have the artist reception on the 22nd at 6:30. So at that time, we hand out awards and cash prizes, and it's just really nice to give some of those artists some of that recognition for the artwork that they pour their heart and souls into.
Oh, yeah, much deserved recognition that they don't otherwise get, typically. It's something that goes very much unnoticed.
That's right. And we do have People's Choice, so that's always fun for people to come into the gallery and vote on which one is their favorite piece. It's kind of fun to see across the board how that always goes, but that's always one of my favorite things to see, who people choose.
Holly Carlini, the executive director of the Prairie Arts Center, joining us. And Holly, a lot of activities going on. We were talking off the air about activities that the kiddos can be involved in.
Yes, for a number of years we've had people ask us if we would ever start a paint your pottery studio. And so, you know, we've just had enough requests that we thought now's the time. We might as well start doing that.
Sure.
We're excited to do that. So we're loading up our classroom with some ceramics, and some of them will be artist-made ceramics. Some of them will be figurines or plates or different pieces that you can pick out. And so on Fridays, we'll have open studios from 1 to 4. And so families can come in, individuals can come in, and you look through all of the stock and pick out a piece and glaze it and then leave it there. We'll fire it for you, and then they come and pick it up at a later date.
Awesome. What a great way to get the kids involved, and a wide variety of ways to get the kiddos involved or anybody that's wanting to get into the pottery game, too, at the Prairie Arts Center.
Yeah, and it's really for any age. There's some cute little figurines for kids. You know, they can come in and spend 20 minutes, or they can come in and spend the entire time that we're open there on open studio. So really just gives them a kind of a free chance to come in and do some little creative activities.
Absolutely. Holly, what else did you want to hit on this morning?
We also have coming up, which we're really excited for on June 12th, is Fire on the Prairie, which will be a really awesome event that we have in our parking lot. We're just super excited for it.
Yeah, that's going to be huge, too. We talked about that a little bit earlier here on the show. Could you give folks a Reader's Digest of what that's going to be on the 12th again?
We're lucky enough to have some sponsors for that event, which is Dr. Chris and Julie Jong and Vero and Snell's. And so with that sponsorship, we're able to provide this entire event for free so people can come on down and watch just a variety of different artists doing demos, creating sculptures, bladesmithing, blacksmithing, flint knapping, wire wrapping, metal engraving. We have artists that are coming from Kansas that are hauling a furnace in. They're lighting up the furnace, heating up aluminum
in the
parking lot, and pouring aluminum sculptures. I have a lady from Kearney that's coming with a plasma cutter, and she's going to be out there cutting metal and creating outdoor sculptures.
Wow.
And, it's just focusing on different metalsmiths and artisans, and it's maybe a different art form than most people think, but it kind of just gives them a chance to see what all is out there.
And that, again, is coming up on the 12th of June, right?
It is on the 12th of June. It's from 10 to 4. Some of those artists also have stations where people can come in and try some of those activities for free.
Oh, wow.
So Peyton
Real
Smith,
hands-on experience.
Yeah. Peyton Smith from Valentine, and we have Chris O'Brien that is from this area. They were both on the History Channel's Forged in Fire, which is a really popular show with people. They make knives. So they are both champions of that show on the History Channel, and so they'll be in the parking lot showing some bladesmithing. they'll have their anvils out there, let people take a hammer, kind of see how that feels, how difficult that art form is, and just ask them a lot of questions. And I think that's the best part, is people can come in and just ask as many questions about that art form and watch the whole process.
A little Q&A for them, too, with that hands-on experience.
Yeah, absolutely. We also have the one thing that you will pay for, there's a glass workshop where you can sign up online on our website at prairieartcenter.org.
Okay.
And Pat Schimmer from the Valentine area as well will be doing some lamp glassworking workshops, so you can make glass beads and different things like that.
Sounds like the Valentine area has a rich amount of resources
for
you.
They do. Actually, our Flint Napper is from that area, too.
Wow.
So,
okay,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
So we'll be pulling several people from that area. We do have Alicia Forbes from this area is going to be doing some wire wrapping and jewelry.
Awesome.
Beth Jasnock from Kearney. And, we're just excited to get everybody to just come and check it out and walk around and look inside if they want to. Check out the gallery. They can purchase lunch. We have Froth Home Brewers Club that will be doing some beer tasting as well.
Okay.
So kind of hit all the avenues.
Absolutely. A lot going on at the Prairie Arts Center, obviously, Holly. Website, a great destination to keep up to date with the latest. And your social media page, very active as well.
Yeah, we always try to post everything on our website and on our social media page. All of the latest classes that we have going on. We have some kids' teepee painting classes that will be going on in June as well. Some artists and authors will be around to do some book signings. Just always pop on there and see what we have going on.
Anything else you want to add this morning, Holly?
Oh, for right now, I think that's it. We talked about a lot.
Covered a lot of ground, but there's a lot of exciting things always going on over at the Prairie Arts Center.
Absolutely. Please join us.
Absolutely. Thanks for the time, Holly.
Thanks.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning, presented to you by Shelter Insurance Agents Pete, Brent, and Bo, Community Strong All Day Long.